Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I didn't motivate them. I said they motivated me to be motivated to motivate them. I said so it was them that did it. I just fed off them. And it's the same as the fans. Like when we play in front of our fans, like it's just, even if there's 500 or 300, they just are so loud and they're just so passionate about the girls and our country and sport in general. So
habang papalapit ang isa sa pinakamalalaking yugto ng women's football sa Asia, patuloy na tumitindi ang paghahanda ng Philippine Women's National Team para sa AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026. Sa loob lamang ng ilang taon, gumawa ng kasaysayan ang Pilipinas mula sa kanilang unang pagsabak sa Asian Cup noong 2023 hanggang sa pagsungkit ng gintong medalya noong 2025 Southeast Asian Games na nagpatunay ng mabilis na pag-angat ng koponan sa rehiyon. Ngayong paparating ang torneo at ang opening match kontra Matilda sa Perth, Australia, nakatuon ang malaking pag-asa sa koponang Pilipino na hindi lang makipagsabayan kung hindi maghangad ng panibagong World Cup qualification patungong Brazil 2027. Sa pangunguna ni Australian head coach Mark Turcaso, isang veteranong tactician mula sa A-League, isang mas kumpiyansa at mas organisadong Pilipinas ang unti-unting nahuhubog at handa na silang ipakita kung hanggang saan ang kayang marating ng women's football ng Pilipinas. Ano ba ang mga naging paghahanda ni Mark sa paghubog ng koponan mula sa Pilipinas at mga naging pagbabago ng siya na ang maging coach nito?
I took over at a really different time because we just came back from a World Cup. Obviously, Stadge had the team with another group of Aussie staff and they just returned and had some really good success obviously at the World Cup. So it was coming in at a challenging time because it was obviously a period where there's expectations now and there's shoes to fill. But it's also a transition time for us. We're in a period where we're able to scout a number of really, really good young players over the last sort of 2 years that I've been involved. And one of the main key, I guess, factors for me in this role was to build the pool up a little bit and sort of increase the youth programs and the talent in the youth program. So I think we've managed to do that and we've seen over the last sort of 2 years and a half that we've given a number of debuts to a number of players. We've also, you know, we've had some of our young players, 17, 18, 9-year-olds just come off winning a gold medal at the SEA Games. So we've been able to integrate them into our senior national team and give them the exposure to play in an international competition and competitions. But that obviously works hand in hand with having our experienced players and our players that have also been and represented our country over a number of years. So it's been a really fun process, but also challenging, as I said, because we're in a phase of bringing through some good young youth players that I think are going to be very, very important for our country over the next 5 to 10 years. So I'm just excited to have been part of this process now and hopefully in the future and hopefully beyond as well, because anyone that really knows me, I like to sort of be in an environment for as long as possible. I'm a pretty loyal person, and when I put my mind to something and someone backs me, I'm usually pretty determined to make sure that we get the outcome that we want.
Simula maging head coach ng Philippine Women's Football Team, aminado si Mark na malaking bagay ang determinasyon na nakikita niya sa mga kabataang kabilang ng koponan sa iba't ibang torneo.
There's a lot of youth, so there's a lot of unknown from their perspective and even from us. Like, we're getting to know them more and more throughout the tournaments and the competitions that we play in, but there's still a number of players that have been part of our World Cup in 2023 that are having a massive impact on the development of those players as well. So the time for us right now is we want to go to another World Cup, but we're also in a position where we're feeding through some of these really, really good young players that are going to be a big part of our future. And I guess from a playing perspective, over the last 2 years, we've sort of dabbled a little bit with a few different sort of options and playing styles to find what's absolutely right and what is true to our country and what is the best for our players. And We've, you know, in the last 6 months, we've sort of identified what that is, and who we are and what we're about. And if I was to use a couple of words, I would say that we're a very disciplined, connected team that works extremely hard for each other, works hard for their families and for everyone that's home in the Philippines, but also they're quick, they're smart, they're very intelligent, but they're humble as well. And that's probably, I guess, a best description of the Filipino person anyway. But it's an exciting group, and we're really looking forward to the future of this national team and obviously to the Asian Cup.
Paano ba hinarap ni Mark na isang kilalang Australian coach ang pangunguna sa isang international team?
The best way for me to describe it is I think, and a number of coaches have said this in many press conferences and media, you know, conversations. I think we're good coaches, and I think that we're trained and prepared differently. We have to work really hard for our craft and what we want to do. And, you know, there's a few people on here that have sort of been through my sort of career, as I guess, as a player. And, a lot, you know, even Anna would know how hard it's been over the many, many years to get to this point. But my best way to describe it is I think, as I said, we're hardworking coaches, and we when we believe in something and we are on the same page as wherever we are in the world, whichever country that we're working with, I think more often than not, we are able to get good results. And, you know, Angie's a perfect example. Obviously, Joe Montemaro is a perfect example. Then you got, you know, Ante, and I know Lee is obviously in Japan now as an assistant coach. But even some of the staff members that are working for those countries, like, you know, there's assistant coaches out there that are also part of these national teams as well. And I just really believe that we're good at what we do, but we're passionate at what we do. We're extremely loyal people. But I just think we're good enough. Like, I don't want to, like, sort of put that, you know, the pressure on all our Aussie coaches, but I think we're good enough because we're determined to succeed and be the best that we can.
At pinatunayan nga ni Mark na walang imposible sa pagko-coach ng Philippine Women's Football Team matapos nila gumawa ng kasaysayan noong SEA Games 2025 at makuha ang gintong medalya.
Yeah, we obviously played the aim with the SEA Games for us was to go and play the maximum amount of games. Our AFF tournament, we had a lot of players unavailable. Obviously, we were outside of the FIFA window, so we used that as an opportunity to use a lot of our really young players, our under 20, under 23 players in that competition to see where they're at, to then progress into the SEA Games, to then see where they're at in the SEA Games to see if they're available and good for the Asian Cup. And we did that pretty successfully in the AFF. We didn't get through the stages that we wanted to, but our goal for the SEA Games was to play five games and win a medal. It was five games and win a medal. That was our goal. That was our target. That was our part of our presentations that we put on every slide. Literally, we want to get a gold medal and want to play a maximum amount of football. And then we lost the first game. We lost the first game, and we were literally in a position where we had to fight, and our character, our girls' Filipino character and passion and commitment and dedication just shone from then. And we went on to beat Vietnam, who is above us in the ranking. They're also obviously going to the Asian Cup, and we beat them 1-0. And then we had to win a game by a certain amount of goals against Malaysia to go through to the next stage, and we beat them by the right amount of goals that we needed. And then we'll play in the host, and we beat them on penalties in Thailand. And we know that Thailand's a tough team. We did this playing five games. Out of the five games, playing two of those is 120 minutes as well. So we knew that if we were going to be fit and fast, we were going to be competitive. And it's a very similar mindset that we're bringing into the Asian Cup is, if we're prepared and we're fit and we're fast, we can surprise anyone. And I think we surprised a few teams in the SEA Games. I think there was an expectation that we would medal. I don't think there was a huge expectation that we would win a gold from a number of people, especially with the young players that we had out there. But it gave our players now some massive motivation to upset some teams in this Asian Cup. And that's the one thing that we want to do. Our players are currently working extremely hard with their clubs, with their colleges, with their teams, and they'll come into camp nice and early, and we'll be ready. And we're excited for it, as I said. But definitely there's a lot of confidence coming off winning a gold medal, which was history making, but more importantly, it was for all our people back in Manila and in the Philippines. It was a very proud moment, and I know that for sure because a lot of our staff that are based in the Philippines were crying, and like it was an absolutely amazing feeling. So it was great to bring that back, but now our attention turns to Asian Cup and bringing that passion and dedication and commitment and connectivity to that tournament.
At sa mga tanong tungkol sa mga manlalarong ipinanganak sa ibang bansa ngunit may dugong Pilipino at nais irepresenta ang Pilipinas, naging detalyado ang sagot ni Mark sa usaping ito.
A lot of people get confused with a player that wants to play for their country that might not necessarily be born in the country, that it doesn't mean much to them because they're not born in the country. And it's very far from the truth. Like, I've got a number of players, obviously, that are born outside the country, but I've also got a number of players that are born in the country. And it doesn't change their passion and their dedication to play for our country. And the Filipino person, and I don't know how many of you know any Filipinos, but they're the most warming, comforting and supportive people that I've ever come across. Any of my staff that are based in Manila and in the Philippines are the most committed and dedicated to the program and to what we're trying to do. And when it comes to that scenario that, you know, only your mum's born in the Philippines or only your dad is or something like that, what does it matter? Like right now, we're a country here in Australia that also has so many different cultures, and that's what's happening around the world. Like that's the world, that's what it is. So for me, you're not half, you're not some bit, you are one of that. So we've got many Socceroos that are obviously, you know, born in England, but there's a connection to the country, and if they're passionate about playing for that country, then they should. And that's the same with us, and I'm sure there's many other players that are playing in this Asian Cup that are probably born somewhere else, but their roots are with that country, and I think that's as important as anything else. I'll share one really quick story with you. I've got a young lady that was born in the Philippines, and she was born in a place called Cebu, and she moved out of Cebu when she was 9 because of some personal stuff, and she had to move to the United States. So she was brought up as a 9 up until the age of 9 in the Philippines, and then moved to the United States. And she's become obviously renaturalized as a Filipino, even though she was born, had a passport, had to give it up, and now she's playing for us again. Okay, she scored on her debut in the SEA Games. Her name's Marley. She scored on her debut in the SEA Games, and I've never seen a girl so passionate before when she scored a goal for her country. She was literally crying. She grabbed the top and she's holding the badge, and I've never seen someone so passionate about it. And that's I guess the point I'm trying to get at is it shouldn't matter. Like, you're representing your country, and that's enough. Like, that's enough. That should be enough.
Bilang isang coach, ano ang naging responsibilidad ni Mark sa pagli-lead o pangunguna sa international team katulad ng Philippine women's football team?
I've got two little examples of this. When we played in that first game in Perth when we lost to the Aussies, I was walking to the tunnel. And as I was walking to the tunnel, there was two probably mid-20s young ladies and a male, and they were holding up a Filipino sign with a Western United logo in it and my face in it. And I walked over there and I was like, oh my God, I've seen these people at a Western United game before. And they were in Perth watching the Philippines play against Australia. And I said hello to them, and they were like, we go to every Filipino game, and now we're Western supporters, because at the time I was still a Western coach as well. And we go everywhere, wherever the girls play, and we're totally supportive. That's like, they just pop up everywhere. Like, they're everywhere. There's Filipinos everywhere supporting the country in any sport and in anything that they do. Like, we went to the SEA Games in Thailand, and I think we had half a stand. I think there would have been about 2,000 Filipinos in a small, province in Thailand. I know it's a 3-hour flight from Philippines, but there was a group of Filipinos there. We went to South Korea, in 2024, and there was people there. Like, they're just everywhere. And I guess the great thing is they're so passionate. They might not know a lot about the game, but they're just passionate about the country, and they're passionate about the girls and the players that represent their country. And that feeling is something as a coach that's what inspires you and that's what motivates you, is you're doing it for them and you're doing it for every single girl's mum or dad or sister or sibling, whatever, grandmother, grandfather, like you're doing it for them. That's what inspires me. And I made a comment after the SEA Games tournament, and it was something about, oh, how did I motivate the players to win a gold medal? And I said, I didn't motivate them. I said, they motivated me to be motivated to motivate them. I said, so it was them that did it. I just fed off them. And it's the same as the fans. Like when we play in front of our fans, like it's just, even if there's 500 or 300, they just are so loud and they're just so passionate about the girls and our country and sport in general. So, my motivation and excitement comes from a lot of those spaces in particular.
Noong 2023, si Serena Bolden ang gumawa ng unang goal sa kasaysayan ng Pilipinas sa FIFA Women's World Cup. Ang kanyang goal ay naging simbolo ng bagong yugto at pag-angat ng Philippine Women's National Team sa world stage. Gaano kalaking bahagi si Bolden sa koponan ng Pilipinas?
Yeah, Serena is obviously a very important person to our country, not just in football but in women's sport as a whole. The reactions that, like, the responses she gets from people when she's in the Philippines is it's amazing. Like, we were at that Futsal World Cup as a group together, and obviously she was there with a few of our staff and one or two other players, and all I wanted to see was Serena Bolden and shake hands with her, and she has a massive impact on our country and obviously scoring our first goal in a World Cup. She'll continue to work through her rehab. Obviously, an ACL injury is not an injury that you can come back from quickly, and it's got to be through the processes to make sure that she's able to do what she's been able to do in the past. But we're going to give her every single chance to be part of it. I think by the time we get to the World Cup, she'll be about 11 months. I've seen players come back after 9 or 10. So we're going to give her every chance to be part of, obviously, being on the field. Our aim is to get her on the field. If by chance it doesn't fall that way, then she has a very special place in every Filipino's heart for what she's done for our country. And there'll be a little bit in every player, obviously, playing for her if she's not there. But we're giving her every chance to do that. She spent a bit of time with us just before the SEA Games. She came in to do some rehab in Manila. She, she talked to the girls. She spent a lot of time with them, especially some of the young ones who met her for the first time. It was pleasing to see her give back to our country and to all our people. And regardless if it's on the field, regardless if it's from Sydney, where she's currently residing, or from the US, where she transits from, she'll have an important role to play with us, regardless of what it is, if it's on the field or off the pitch.
Isa pa sa mga kilalang manlalaro ng koponan ay si Angela Beard, na piniling irepresenta ang Pilipinas mula sa pagiging bahagi ng Australian Women's Football Team.
Angie's been, it's just amazing how we fell in each other's laps again with the Philippines. Like, we spent a lot of time in a youth career and stuff like that, and she spent some time with me at Clubland and then at West End, and obviously here now. And I think the best way for me to answer this, Anna, is after we won the SEA Games, we speak a lot, myself and Angie, and we talk about everything, football. And after the gold medal win of the SEA Games, I didn't see Angie for about, like, I almost congratulated every single player, hugged every single player. And it wasn't until we got back to the place where we were staying, I was like, something's happened here. I haven't seen Angie, right? And then I couldn't find Angie. And it wasn't until the next morning, she was the only player that I didn't see, and I saw Angie. And all she had to do was look at me, Anna, and say, Mark, we did it. That's all she did. And I was like, that was enough. And I grabbed her and I hugged her and I said, you've been part of our journey together, and now we're doing this on a national stage, and this is something so exciting that I'm able to share it with someone that I've spent a long time with. You know, there's also other players, as Jackie, that I've spent a lot of time with at Western as well. She's my captain in the A-League team, and it's exciting to have those relationships, but those relationships are as important as anything in a team. But most people that know me, I'm the type of coach that likes to understand the players' minds and really dig deep into how they're feeling, everything on and off the field, so I can treat them like the right way that I need to treat them as a coach. So that's just me as a whole. But yeah, there is definitely an extra soft spot for Angie because we've obviously spent a bit of time together. But that doesn't stop me from not playing if she's not playing well. Don't worry though.
Pinuri rin ni Mark ang Filipina footballer at captain ng national team na si Hayley Long.
Yeah, Hayley's pretty inspirational, to be honest. I feel like she's getting younger, not older. She was the fittest and the fastest I've seen her in the last 6 months than, you know, that what we saw when we first came in. She's a pretty inspiring leader. She plays with her heart. She scores goals as a centre back. She's big. She's imposing. She's probably the fastest player on our team, believe it or not. Not a lot of people think that, but she's one of the fastest players on our team. But she represents the country pretty proudly, and we love her. She's one of our most important connections between our playing group and our coaching staff. As I said, I like to have really strong relationships with my players, and she's that connection between us as staff and as a group of coaches to our players. So she's definitely been pretty special with regards to the promotion of the game in the Philippines. We've got a number of girls that have done that. You know, we just had a goalkeeper that just recently retired, Ina Palacios. She was literally one of the founding players that put our team on the map a very long time ago. She recently retired, and she's someone that said to me that she wanted to go out with a gold medal, and she said, we have to get a gold medal. And I was like, all right, no pressure, because she received the medal in the same tournament in futsal when she first started playing, and she said, I want to leave and retire with a gold medal in football. And I said, all right, I guess we've got to do it. But she put a bit of pressure on, and she's another player that has been pretty inspiring to our country. But there's so many. There's honestly so many, mate. And but I know Hayley would just keep pushing on. Hayley would keep delivering. And as I said, she's looking fitter, faster than she's ever looked. And I can't wait till she hits the national stage again and shows the world how good she is and how great of a leader she is as well.
At kahit nabigo noong 2024 para sa qualification round sa Olympics, hindi naging hadlang ito para ipagpatuloy ng koponan ang kanilang mga nasimulan.
That was literally our first tournament in charge, and we were sort of, I wouldn't say we were thrown in the deep end, because any challenge is a great challenge and a learning experience, but we got the Matildas probably at their best because everyone was returning and everyone was back and everyone was flying, and they had a full team ready to go. So we probably got them at a bit of a scary time from that perspective, but there's a lot of learnings from since that entry. That was, you know, literally my first entry into international football as well. So there's, even for myself as a coach, I've learned so much working in the Philippines, working with the Filipino people, but also with our players, and my own coach education to obviously get myself better as a coach at this level, and to be more and more determined and competitive as well. So yes, there was a lot of learnings, but I'll be honest in saying that's gone. Like, that was gone probably 3 months after, and then we focused on what our next part of our processes were. And like I said, we're really excited to be playing in the first match and the opening match in Perth for the Asian Cup, and I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of Filipinos out there. I know there's so many around the world, and I'm sure there's many in Perth as well. So definitely a lot of learning since that game, Anna, but like I said, I'm more focused and worried about this next one and how we're going to approach it. And yeah, all our players are so excited to do it again.
Sa March 1, 2026, bubuksan ng Philippine Women's National Team ang kanilang kampanya sa AFC Women's Asian Cup sa Australia laban sa Matilda sa Perth. Patuloy ang paghahanda ng koponan na naglalayong ipakita ang kanilang determinasyon habang hinaharap ang isa sa pinakamalaking laban sa kasaysayan ng women's football ng Pilipinas.
We're committed to being the most competitive team there. That's our I guess that's our message, is we want to be the most competitive team there. We want any opponent that's going to play us is going to find it difficult. They're going to, we want them to get annoyed. We want them to get frustrated. And by us preparing ourselves to be the fittest team there, that's a goal of ours, is to be the fittest team there and a team that can last as long as possible on the pitch. Not just 16 players, but, you know, 26 players. We want to be able to do a job when called upon. And as I said, I referenced the games that we played in the SEA Games. We played 5 matches in the space of 16 days. In that 5 matches, we were the only team that played 2 matches at 120 minutes and the rest were 90 minutes. And we were on average, the youngest team in that tournament. So we had Thailand and Vietnam, who we know that they're quality opponents, that were even older and experienced than us. But we had a fight and we had a passion to work hard for each other and for every family member, every supporter in Philippines, that we wanted to make history in that tournament, and we did that. And we'll use that same drive and that same message, that we want to be hungry. We want to be hungry for each other. We want to fight for each other, and we want to cause and create a little more history. And that's going to be our same goal. And yes, there's some fantastic players in the Matildas, no doubt about it, but we've also got some players that are playing at some really, really good levels in Europe, some good levels in the US, and they're getting better and better as we keep going. And I believe with a really good preparation, we may be able to shock any team in our group and advance out, and that's our goal. So we're looking forward to it, and I'm hoping that every fan, every person that has Filipino blood is going to come and watch us and support us in Perth for that first game.
We've been working pretty hard for this, so I know the girls are extremely excited and ready to play. We've obviously got a number of new young players coming through and a lot of experienced players through the World Cup, but our message is very clear, and we want to go there. We want to be as competitive as possible. We want to return back to the World Cup. So our goal and ambition is to be a competitive team in the Asian Cup, get out of the group, and aim to go to another World Cup for all our fans back at home.
Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.